Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Buckets. Okay. That's the name of my boat. Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to Tallahassee.
It's mercy if y'all don't know.
Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give it a go. This alley-oop, hoodie girl dunking in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, you want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets after buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie, it's buckets. Woo! We getting buckets.
Yeah, baby. Buckets. 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 Buckets.
Buckets. I have no shame. I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
All right. Tonight's Mount Rushmore. Top four favorite sports movies.
Do you want me to go first, since you say you always go first, Melissa?
Go for it, Matthew.
I have a list of like 11, so
yeah, we can go no repeats rules. I'm confident I can get it right.
No repeats.
You get to go first though, Matt. So
okay. Yeah, well, now I need to. Which one do I value the most here?
That's part I already of the have challenge. One that I value the most. So that's I'm part hoping of the challenge. You pick it.
Okay. I'm gonna go.
They came in, which came in strong here.
Okay, I'm gonna go with the one that's nostalgic to me because it reminds me of all the summers with my friends going to play over the line, back in like middle school and elementary school. I'm gonna go with Sandlot.
It's on my list.
That was a good selection there.
If someone took that, I'd be heartbroken. So I had to pick that first.
Who's going next?
You want me to go next, Vish?
You can go next.
All right. My first one. Oh, I wrote this one twice. My bad. And then you said Sandlot, so I can't do that one. I'm going to go with White Men Can't Jump.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
Woody Harrelson, man.
I love that movie.
When it's obvious that Wesley Snipes is the one who can't play ball, but anyway.
Fish.
It's a lot to choose from. I'll go with Major League.
It's on my there list. You go. Major League is a great.
Which, by the way, still holds up from the sense that it's still funny and.
Oh, I could watch that movie all day. That was definitely on my list.
Yeah, it does not hold up from 2020s. Sensibilities and a lot of things. The hero stalking his ex-girlfriend for most of the movie is not a good look. And the whole Indian thing, which they take to the, including installing a fake TP in the outfield.
And the drum.
The drum. The whole thing with the Cuban with the voodoo. Like, oh, there's a lot of stuff in that movie, which if you're culturally sensitive, doesn't work, but the movie's
the guy with the balls thing when he's like.
Oh, man, Nate's right. This is, like, behind-the-scenes stuff. They had to, like, shoot around him because he was so bad at baseball that, like, they couldn't actually have him do anything. Oh, so, like, yeah, it was so hard. Like, they couldn't throw. Like, I don't think they actually have him throwing. I'm trying to remember. He never actually throws in the movie because he couldn't throw.
All right, Matt. You went Sandlot first. What's your next one?
Okay. I'll go with. I'm going to go with Remember the Titans as my second one.
Oh, that's a good one.
Just a classic Denzel, man. Yeah, I got to pick Remember the Titans.
Denzel's great. That I have that water clip where the guy asked for water, saved in my phone because every time one of my nephews asked for water, I play it for him. Water is for cowards.
Man, this is rough that we can't do repeats.
By the way, which ones I want to say movie. First. Denzel's awesome in that. Acting is really good. The movie is completely a fraud. Every school was integrated at that time. It was the 1970s.
That's okay, you're trying to just ruin my list now?
That's why they say based on a true story, because they just pick little pieces that are part of a true story.
True, other than they went undefeated. They killed everyone. They didn't play a close game the whole year. It was just a really good football team. Like, every school was integrated. But anyway, they did. They used to do this. This is back in the day. They used to, on Page 2 on ESPN, they used to do like this thing called Real Movies, where they would like take sports movies and align them to reality. And that would be
no longer going to do Up, Downs, Until Blue. No longer. Tired or thirsty. Sunshine, sunshine.
Such a good movie.
Do I want to pick my childhood favorite next?
I mean, you might want to hold that if you're worried about repeats, because is that one that one of us would pick? That's you got to do the math on that.
Well, there's a few childhood favorites on here, but White Men Can Jump is like one of my favorite movies of all time, so I had to go with that first. I'm going to go with... This is harder because, like, I'm trying to think, like, which one should I pick next that you guys won't like that? So I make sure you don't pick it. But also, I have a list of like 11 movies. That's my coworker complaining about a parlay that she just lost.
instead of doing that, if you need gambling help, then you know, dial 1-800. Gambled Safe Florida. Just watched like 10 minutes of the show. I lost this. I lost that. That'll do it.
You know what? I'm gonna roll with the original Space Jam.
Oh, the OG with Michael Jordan.
Yeah. I gotta go with the original Space Jam.
By the way, my man Jack Daniels, dude, it has been like a year. He's a frequenter of the F1 show. I do have the race on the corner. It's about to start, but he's out of Seattle, so his timings don't necessarily align with our shows. But look at this. Off the top rope here. This is... I'm a lurker. He used to be in the F1 show comments. So he's a big F1 fan.
We have a few F1 strays that show up in this chat.
Yeah. Well, I mean, CCH shockingly isn't here, but he's usually in every show.
All right. Matt's got Sandlot and Remember the Titans. I got White Men Can't Jump and Space Jam. Vish has got Major League. What's your next one?
I gotta go Blue Chips.
Ah, you dick. I was gonna take that next.
I should have got there sooner.
I thought Melissa was gonna pick it because her boy was
Penny. Because of Penny, but you got Penny, you got Shaq, and then you got, was it Ricky Rowe or whatever? It's the third.
Yeah, like, Nick Nolte's so good
in that. Nick Nolte's good in that. You got real Patino, real Bob Knight. You got real, like, just out of college, like, guys who are college stars at the time, like Calvert Chaney and stuff. It was a good casting crew. They got real, they wanted to make the basketball real, so they got, like, real basketball players, which is why it holds up still today.
Okay, well, I was going to go basketball on this one. I'm doing one of, like, I'm not picking the same sport twice. I'm gonna save my basketball one for last though, because there's a few I would put up there. But I'm gonna go with Miracle as my third one.
That's a good one.
Really good movie.
I like that movie a lot.
You're into the Disney.
Oh yeah, I didn't even
Miracle's a great movie.
No, it is.
I didn't even think of that one, it's not even on my list, but that's a great movie.
This is actually true.
Are we going to go
give them my ideas?
This is actually
true.
We're
going to go to honorable mentions too, because there's a
yeah, we can do that. We can do that.
This is
actually a true story. Shaq, because he was hooping with Penny on the set, told the Magic they need to get him.
Yeah. Since Jack put one of my favorites in the chat that I was going to say, but I didn't think any of you would remember it.
I'll just tell you, I'm still not going to. So, although I know what it is. Feel the rhythm, feel the ride. Get just up. It's bobsled time. Come on.
I'm gonna go with Cool Runnings as my third for sure. I didn't think anyone would pick it, so I was gonna save it for last. But you know what?
I wouldn't have picked it, to be honest.
Yeah, you could have gone
that's,
through.
That's a
you,
classic.
You could have gone through on that. That is.
My toughest one is gonna be which one do I do fourth?
Yeah, I mean there's.
All right.
Okay. So I already know what my fourth one is. Now I gotta think which one. The fourth one, I'd be shocked if anyone picks. So I'm thinking. All right, I'm gonna go surprisingly to a sport I don't really watch that much, but I'm going hockey with the Mighty Ducks.
Oh, there you go.
Love the Mighty Ducks.
Which, by the way,
which one? The original?
The first one. Okay. Because I don't understand how. Okay, so this is the arc of this series. So the first one, they win the Minnesota regional whatever. All right, it's small stakes, whatever.
Then they go to Team USA.
They're all of a sudden Team USA. Like, how? What is happening? And that it wasn't the Hawks who won 57. It wasn't the Hawks who won 57 championships in a row or whatever. They this one Coolino team flukes into a win. Like, you're Team USA now. Then they go from Team USA to boarding school in the third. Like, I don't understand what's now they're just in boarding school playing hockey. It's like, the hell, you're Team USA. What are you doing that for? Should be like in the Canada Junior Pros and then going pro, right? If you're Team USA. Anyway, the art doesn't make sense, but the first one is an isolated movie. Good PSA against drunk driving. It's got it all. And it was before, I think that was before they named the team after them. So there was much less of the product placement by the second one. Whew.
I have a
everything was just to promote the rollout of the new hockey team.
I have a Mighty Ducks replica jersey.
Dead.
Nope.
That's from Cool Runnings. Look, man, if someone picks Rudy on a Miami show, we're gonna have a problem, but maybe someone will. The bad, but another funny story. The dude who played Fulton in the first one did not grow, and the rest of the kids did. That's why they shoot him at funny. He's like the shortest one on the team in the second one, and so they had to shoot him at all these funny angles, so it would be obvious that he was tiny. Anyway, so much good stuff. All right, Matt, you're up. I'm done talking.
All right, I actually have forgotten about this one, and I would take it above Blue Chips. And
well, there you go.
I don't know why I wasn't thinking. I'm going with He Got Game, Jesus Shuttleworth, baby.
He Got Game is a good one. Very good one.
I was also, well, actually, we'll talk about it after this.
Hmm.
This F1 race is about to start. Japan. Time zone issues.
My last one. So I kind of got like two movies from like my childhood. Then I've got like a classic of all time of White Men Can't Jump. So I'm trying to mix up the genres a little bit. Cause I have like four more movies on my honorable mention list. This is rough. Do I want to go with another basketball movie and have three or four of mine be basketball?
I mean, it is. It's an Air Bud.
No, it's the Air Bud's not on the list. Okay, I'm gonna go with the basketball movie. For my last one, I'm gonna do Glory Road.
That's the other one I was thinking about. That's a good one.
I'll say my honorable mentions after.
Jack, are you watching that? Who went into the wall?
Vish, what's your fourth?
I don't know. Someone just crashed. All right. So this is a movie that it's basketball. There is no chance any of you have
Give me a clue.
There's no chance. All right, it's basketball, and if you've seen it, I'll be shocked. It's not a good movie in the sense of, like, cinema, but I enjoy the shit out of it. All right, let me give you a clue. Kevin Bacon is in it. I think he's the only recognizable actor in it.
Dang, I have no idea.
Well, that's what I mean. All right, so there's this movie called The Air Up There, and it's about...
Wait.
It's about Kevin Bacon as a college assistant coach at a fictional university called St. Joseph's, which is supposed to be, I guess, like Notre Dame, but they didn't use the colors. But and instead of there we go. I don't know if Nate got it before I said it, but
I don't know how long the delay is.
Yeah, he might have gotten it before I said it. But instead, he basically, like, the legend coach, who they're like, has won 18 national championships, some, like, John Wooden type, is retiring. And instead of going on the recruiting trip he's supposed to go on, he sees some, like, grainy footage of some kid in Africa and goes to recruit him instead. And, yeah, that is the movie. It is, I don't know what genre you'd put it under in terms of, like, it's definitely not a drama, but anyway.
So what's your four, Vish?
What are my four? So The Air Up There, Mighty Ducks, Blue Chips, and Major League.
Matt?
Sandlot, Miracle, He Got Game, and Remember the Titans.
White Man Can Jump, Space Jam, Cool Runnings, Glory Road. And then, do we all want to give an honorable mention?
You can give as many honorable mentions as you want.
Oh, I was going to list off a bunch, yeah, man, because more coming to my mind.
Yeah, the ones that I have left on my list, obviously I haven't been through all of them, but I have Little Giants on there.
Oh, that's, oh, a,
that's
good,
a
one.
Good one.
Although I don't like the Cowboys being evil in that.
Should that's we list? One? Should we each list one so we don't like?
Oh, well, okay. I mean, there's really two left that I was.
No,
really
we can do. Oh, we can, okay, do. We can do repeats on this.
Little Giants and Happy Gilmore.
Oh, Happy Gilmore is a good one.
Ooh, Necessary Roughness is a good one.
I also really like A League of Their Own.
Oh, that's a League of Their Own is really good.
I actually recently saw a TikTok of what's his name? Oh my god, I'm blanking. Tom Hanks talking about, like, when they were filming that,
mm-hmm,
and that he just, like, lived, like, somewhere in the random, like, was in the Midwest or something, and they were just playing baseball, like, all summer long and stuff. It was crazy.
Varsity Blues. I like some of Nate's little Big League is good. Rookie of the Year.
Oh, Varsity Blues is good, okay, too.
I'm gonna talk about some of mine. I wasn't sure about this one, but Melissa said Glory Road. But have you guys seen Goon? It's like a hockey one. It's like kind of a comedy. The dude is literally like a goon on the team, just beats the shit out of people. It's really funny though. The Rookie, The Way Back. It's like a newer one with what's his name, Ben Affleck. Really good basketball one, about a basketball coach. Like Mike. And then I thought of Moneyball too. Technically,
Moneyball is definitely a sports movie.
Juana Man.
Oh, come on.
And then
that was just a troll. There's no way that would ever make a list.
No, and then have you guys ever heard or seen Shaolin Soccer? No.
Nope.
Look up clips from it. It's so funny.
Angels in the Outfield.
Oh, there you go.
There's so many. It's so hard to come up with four. I mean, when we said it, White Man.
Oh, and none of us said, like, Rocky or anything either, right?
I think Rocky 2 made it in the chat.
Love and Basketball.
There's so many, like, they're putting stuff up in the
Someone
the
said chat. Above the Rim, too. That's a good one.
Yeah, no one's stuff is
Love and Basketball is actually a really good one, too. I forgot about that one.
42 was really good with Chadwick Boseman, too. He was really good in that. Oh,
Dodgeball,
The Greatest Game Ever Played.
That's borderline sports.
Shia LaBeouf, that one's good too.
It's another Karate Disney Kid, a sports movie.
Man, hell yeah, it is.
That's definitely an honorable mention. The OG one with Machu.
Invictus.
The rugby one.
Yeah, isn't that a rugby one?
Yeah, I wouldn't put it on my list, but yes. You ever seen the movie Goal?
That's Which a good one's
one.
That?
It's a soccer movie. Kuno Becker is the star. He's an illegal immigrant living in Los Angeles and he's playing like pickup soccer, and there's a scout for Newcastle visiting his family there and sees him.
Hardball.
The Keanu?
Yeah, Baby G. That was so sad.
What's the one with...
I never want to watch that movie again, man.
What's the one with Keanu Reeves where he's the quarterback? The Replacements?
The Replacements. Yeah. That one's funny, too. I love when they sing I Will Survive in the Jail. My mom loves that movie.
What, The Replacements?
Yeah, because she likes the I Will Survive scene.
Ooh, another shot for Necessary Roughness here.
Invincible, but I would never pick a movie with a Philadelphia sports team.
Yeah. Necessary Roughness is hilarious too. Scott Bakula. Kathy Ireland.
Oh my God. Coach Carter.
Oh, with Samuel L.
Jackson. Yeah. Love Samuel L. Jackson.
Samuel L. Jackson, man. Oh, I like The Express too. That was a good one.
There's what is it? Okay, so this is sort of a sports movie because he plays hoops throughout the whole thing, but have you seen Finding Forrester? We would need a ruling if I put that on my Rushmore. It's with Sean Connery and what's his name? Sean Patrick Harris, I think. Anyway, he's an inner city kid that's like really smart and gets into a private school because he can hoop, but he's actually just like smarter than everyone else in the movie. Sean Connery is like a recluse, famous author that hasn't published anything in like 40 years because he became a recluse. They become friends. He like teaches them how to like write, like to expand his writing. It's a really good movie. But I don't know that would necessarily,
you know, what count we
forgot? Sports movies. Oh,
The Karate Kid.
Hoosiers.
Really, Melissa? Really?
Vish already said it.
Karate Kid, that's a sports movie.
Vish already said it.
Yes, and one of us said it 10 minutes ago.
Ben, sorry, I was looking at other ones.
So you've gone from not reading the chat to not listening to the show.
Well, I was scrolling through Rolling Stone's top 30.
The dude from Save the Last Dance. Yeah, that's the dude in there. No, that's just in Finding Forrester.
Hoosiers too is a good one.
Yeah, Hoosiers is a good one. Although I feel like
Bad News Bears.
Oh yeah, the OG with Walter Matthau, not the remake.
We Are Marshall.
I think this is just for you, Melissa.
Let's go.
Although,
did they win a game or something?
I should have done a parlay bet on that game, and I didn't. Duncan Robinson has screwed me over twice now with parlays.
Actually, my friend you met, Melissa, the ones we drove back from the Cowboys game with, she works for the Rockets. I'm sure she was there. She does all their event stuff.
I feel like we should have done two Mount Rushmores.
The Water Boy is there too.
Water Boy is a good one.
It's up there.
All right, here's a question. What sport do you think translates into movies the best?
Well, considering three of my four top are basketball movies.
Honestly, though, the thing about basketball, it's so hard to make it look good, like, on camera. Like, you have to find people that actually play. Like, if you just have actors playing, like, it's really hard to watch for me.
Oh, I remember Kingpin, Bill Murray, Woody Harrelson.
Man, I've got a Woody Harrelson and a Bill Murray movie on my list.
What was the Bill Murray one?
He's in Space Jam.
I just consider MJ and then everyone else is a footnote. Yeah, I think football is actually the hardest one to do well on film, just because you got to get all the there's way too much coordination. Basketball, you can do cutscenes. The biggest thing with basketball is like, if the actor does not know how to dribble,
yeah, naturally, well, how much dribbling is in it? Like,
well, but I mean, that's that. Then that's how you can tell though, because there won't be dribbling. Like, they'll just be like showing up, and it's like, okay, this looks like shit. Because the guy,
like, you just see Timo Cruz drilling threes in the corner, and Coach Carter.
Yes, Coach Carter.
Yeah, boxing is good for movies. But you can tell, like, if the person can't. Well, because, I mean, if you didn't grow up playing any kind of basketball, and a lot of actors, you know, did never dribble to basketball, then you go there, you start slapping the ball, you're like, all right, this isn't going to work. When was the last time? I don't know, Moose. When was the last time? You should know. You're in industry.
They did a White Men Can't Jump remake with Jack Harlow.
can't leave well enough alone. Forever? I feel like there has to have been one in the last year.
The one that I talked about, The Way Back, came out in like 2022.
ROI. I don't know. I feel like Remember the Titans made money.
Should we do a second Mount Rushmore? Should we do NBA grid?
Oh, God. No. I don't know if I'm prepared.
Well, let's see. Nazir Mohammed.
Which one are we? Just
is it just I'm pulling up NBA
grid. NBA grid.
I've got what is basketball grid? Is that not what we do?
No, hoops grid, right?
I'm trying to remember which one we liked better. What's immaculate grid? Oh, you only get 9 guesses? Oh, hell no.
What about hoops grid?
Oh, yeah, basketball grid is 9 guesses. Where's hoops grid?
Want me to send you the link?
I got it.
Because now I have a second screen, so it's easier for me to guess for you guys. Well,
no, I have the link. All right, I guess we'll go with this. It doesn't look like there's a limit on guesses.
Which one are we doing?
Hoops grid.
Hoops grid.
Okay.
It'd be coming up. All right, we'll do the normal thing where I won't guess until you.
Yep. Okay, that's the one I have up.
All right.
Oh man. Okay. Let me.
There's a mad symbol.
Hoop grids. I need to find this shit. I want to look on my screen.
I just want to again. Kudos to Vish for giving me a second monitor because this is a so much better setup now to help with hoops with the NBA grid. So for those listening to the podcast, across the top, we've got...
Top left, Marquise Daniels. Did he
Wait, play hold on, now? Hold on. Let Melissa read out the grid so that people that are listening to the audio version.
The Cleveland Cavaliers, Atlanta Hawks, and a Rajon Rondo teammate. And on the left, it's the Boston Celtics, Dallas Mavericks, and Sacramento Kings. So we're going Cleveland and Boston first, Matt.
Yeah. Can you see if Marquise Daniels played for? I know he played for the Celtics. I don't know if he played for the.
Let's see. Nope.
Fuck. Off to a bad start. Already.
You gotta work out the Kings before the playoffs. Starting a week.
I mean, the obvious. We all know the obvious one.
What is Nazir Mohammed on both?
No. Kyrie. But that's going to be like...
Yeah, it's going to be like 30%.
Yeah.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I mean, yeah, no, that's yeah, we're trying. So we're trying to do a rare. You see the top left, there's a rarity score for those that are new to this. So we're trying to get as obscure as possible. Because look, even especially like Rondo played on the Celtics for a month. So Rondo and Celtics, it's going to be like the whole team. So you want to actually find if you can find someone that played on the Celtics that played with Rondo, but played with Rondo when he was not on the Celtics. That's where you'll get paid off.
I haven't done one of these in so freaking long. What is that guy's name? Is it Leon Poe or something? Try him. Did he play with? I think he played with Rondo.
Wait,
I don't know if that's going to be low enough.
Are there unlimited guesses on this, Musser? Or are you having to? Or what happens when you type something in?
It doesn't. There's not a guess score. Wait, Leon Poe for which one?
For Rondo and Celtics.
2.81%.
And then can you guess again, or is that it?
Like, can you click on him and put another name?
Yeah.
Oh, you okay, can?
So I can just track it on the board here.
So yeah.
And you probably can't guess, like, if you guess somebody else, you probably can't go back to the other one.
Are you sure?
Well, I haven't tried it yet. Like, put that in, and then I could put somebody else in, but if I put someone in and his percent is bigger, I don't think you can go back to the other one.
Oh, to the other one. That makes sense.
Okay. There's our Twitter. Wrong buttons.
They don't even have Leon Poe's picture.
How are Eddie you? House?
Is his lower?
I don't know.
You can try it.
Wawa new sponsor. It's now switched over to a Wholehearted pet food. And
Eddie House is 2.5.
Oh, there you go.
See if you can switch it back to Leon Poe.
Nope.
Oh.
Okay.
Wait, right, so was Rondo sure on the team? Was Rondo on the team? Okay, this is so funny. Can you try a guy? His name is Alan Ray, but it's spelled differently than it's. I remember it because it's the opposite of Ray Allen. It's A L L A N, and then I don't know how you spell Ray. But I'm guessing it's R A Y. Did he play with? I know he was on the Celtics. I have his rookie card.
0.71.
Let's fucking go. I'm back. Right. Your boy's cooking. All right.
All right, I'm locking that in.
Lock it in. I thought of another one because he also played for the Celtics. Okay, never mind. We're moving.
We're 0.72. We move.
Okay, so Mavericks and Rondo. So played for the Mavericks. Rondo played with the Mavericks, but yes, I want to think briefly, of someone that played with Rondo somewhere else that also played. Vish did. I don't know if he wasn't on the team when he was there, though.
Yeah, it's got to be a teammate of Rondo. So if it's
no, because I was thinking of someone that played for the Celtics.
They didn't have to be on the Mavericks at the same time.
No.
When did Rondo get drafted? I'm trying to remember. Because I was gonna say, did Delonte West play for the Mavericks?
Yes.
Can you try him, Melissa, for Mavericks and Rajon Rondo teammate? 1. Do it. Lock it in, Vish. I don't want to do this all night.
All right, so Mavericks Rondo is Delonte West.
Yes. We are Marshall. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yes. Good shout, Marlo.
Do I want to just knock out the Kings and the Rondo teammate? Can you try? Did Ryan Gomes play for the Kings, Melissa? Can you check that one? I think he played with. Fuck. Okay.
We're off movies now. We're on to NBA.
No, it's all good. It's all good, man. Let the man cook. Friday Night Lights. How do we miss that one?
I like the show, but.
But how did we even, like, no one even like brought that up as an option? It's pretty bad because we did do honorable mentions and stuff. Let the man cook.
Did Sheldon Williams play for the Mavericks?
I don't think so. It's not the Mavericks. You mean Kings, right? Because the Mavericks.
Or Kings, yeah. Kings.
0.54.
Oh, fuck yeah. Let's go. Sorry. Okay, I'm trying to think of what
it's, it's Sheldon with D-E-N. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Also, I think he's married to Candace Parker. I don't know if they still are, but...
Matt, you're back to form, just like that.
Okay.
Hilarious.
That's not a sports movie, is it?
Yeah.
Just a dude.
It's about hoops.
Oh, I was thinking Tropic Thunder.
He's talking about the Tropic... He's talking about the...
I was like, Tropic Thunder's.
No, Tropic Thunder's not, but he's talking about the Will Ferrell movie. What the hell? Where they're on the tropics. Oh, God. What is that movie?
Oh, Semi-Pro.
Yeah, Semi-Pro. Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
All right, where are we going? Boston and Atlanta?
Marlo's got a good Mount Rushmore going here.
Do I want Boston and Atlanta? You know what? Yeah, let's stick with Boston right now because now I'm thinking about Boston guys right now. I'm feeling good about them. Boston and Atlanta. Did Jordan Crawford play for the Celtics? Can you check?
I think he did.
0.72.
Let's go.
That's for Boston and Atlanta.
So we have Boston and Cleveland. Jordan Crawford might have played for Cleveland too. I don't even know.
Can you reuse?
No, you have to. It has to be another one.
No, you have to do a different one.
I know Ricky Davis played for Boston and Cleveland, right? His will probably be like pretty high though.
1.4.
Do we think we can do better than that?
Tell me.
I mean, we. Do you think you can do better than that?
Matt, this is your time since we talked about women's basketball for like 15 minutes earlier.
Closer to 20.
I know.
Let's just do it. Let's lock it in. I feel good about that. 1.4. If it's over 1.5, then I'm like, okay, come on, we got to figure something out here. Where do I want to go next? I'm kind of. Do we have?
All right, while Matt does that, let me do a recap for the audio listeners. So Cleveland,
that's probably
good
Boston, idea.
We got Ricky Davis. Atlanta and Boston, we got Jordan Crawford. And then down the Rondo teammate column here, we've got with the Celtics, Allen Ray, not to be confused with Ray Allen, Delonte West with the Mavericks, and Sheldon Williams with the Kings.
And if you're wondering, I do have a rookie card of Allen Ray. It's a Topps triple thread. Triple jersey card auto. So if you're interested in that, let me know if you're a big Allen Ray fan. Okay. Do we want to go? I'm kind of thinking I want to go with the Hawks right now.
All right. So Hawks and Mavs.
I'm trying to think of Hawks and Kings. I know. Did Dwayne Dedman play for the Kings, right? I just feel like that's going to be a pretty big.
1.97.
No,
that broke Matt's 1.5%.
Yeah, we gotta do better than that, to be honest. Oh, I got one. John Jenkins.
Not John Jenkins for Kings and Hawks.
Nope. I thought he played for the Kings. I know he got drafted by the Hawks, but maybe it was just Did Austin Day play for the Kings? That's just total.
Nope.
What about Nazir Muhammad? We got to get him every time at least once.
Nope.
Nazir might have been Boston and Cleveland, actually. If we did. Right?
Was Melissa, Melissa can re-enter and see if it drops the score.
Nope.
No.
I'm just going to try him for every single one just to get it out of the way.
Did...
He didn't play for the Mavericks. You don't need to bother with that.
He didn't play. He played for the Hornets, the Jazz. He didn't play for the Kings. No. Plus, he went to UNC, so he can fuck off. sorry, I was thinking about Marvin Williams. I feel like. Did
Ooh, I got one for Atlanta and the Kings that's under 1.5.
What is it?
Anthony Tolliver.
There you go.
1.12.
All right, okay, we'll take it. There you go.
I was just doing our usuals.
So we got Mavericks and Hawks still, right? Okay, Vic is gonna have to help with this one.
I got one. I'm happy.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Jason Terry, but there's no way that's not a big number. You can put it in, Melissa. Maybe
for which forgot
one? Mavs and Hawks. I'm assuming it's gonna be a big number though. But
question for you, Vish.
5.76.
It's not gonna work.
Did Speedy Claxton ever play for the Mavericks?
I don't think so.
He did not. Not for Mavericks.
He
Hawks.
Did not. Okay. I'm trying to think of like those teams. Did John Barry play for the Mavericks? I know he played for the.
I don't think so.
Damn it.
How do you spell Barry? Is it Barry? Oh, there
you go. Melissa. Barry.
What? I thought he said Barry, not Barry.
Like yes.
Berry.
You know that's Barry relation, right?
I'm not an NBA master, like.
No, but that's those are all the kids of Rick Barry.
Okay.
Hey, legend.
Hey, Vish, that's did Barry Bob Sura play for?
God, if he like did, I don't remember. These are like 90s players.
Not for Mavs Hawks.
Oh. Bob Sura was on the home. Did Kevin... Well, I mean, that's too big of a name.
What, Kevin Willis?
Yeah.
You can try Kevin Willis. The people might not remember Kevin Willis.
2.3.
It's getting closer.
Yeah. It's not. I'm not satisfied with that. I'm trying to think of like random names that... The Hawks, because I followed them a lot because I liked, you know, obviously my love for Josh Smith.
I can't imagine. You can try Vince Carter, Melissa.
And Kyle
Korver. You can try
those
Vince.
Are gonna be, those
Vince
are going to be.
Vince Carter's probably going to be a huge number.
Yeah.
25.
Jeez.
Yeah, no. No, I'm sorry.
Wow, Vince Carter higher than Jason Terry. I didn't see that coming. Who is this? I'm trying to think of. I should know more random Mavericks players.
Did,
but I don't
did
know
Maurice Evans play for the?
I don't think Kings? He played. Oh, for the Kings, he did. Yeah.
Oh yeah, sorry, he didn't play for the Mavs though. I was still. I don't know. I was just trying to think of.
I'm going to restart this rage, Shaq, if you're still out there.
Did Zaza Pachulia play for the Mavs?
I don't think so. If he did, it was very briefly.
1.64.
Oh, it's still too high.
Getting close.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to think of another one that's that.
Well, let's leave it in there and move on. We can circle back.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. What about... oh, my God. What is his name? No. What is his name? Shit. Okay. Never mind. Okay. Let's just move on.
Good Zaza.
So you want to. So let's do. So we're doing.
Well, I'm not locking. Should I lock Zaza in here?
No, just let's just wait. I don't want to lock Zaza in, you know, because he does not deserve it right now.
All right.
So.
Mavs, Cleveland.
We got the two left on the board, or two and a half, I guess. We're still contemplating Zaza's Mavericks. Hawks, then we got Mavs, Cavs, and Kings, Cavs.
Mm. Mavs and...
And obviously not putting Kyrie in there.
You want to see how much it is? Let's see.
50%?
12.
Wow, VC is higher, huh?
Didn't Brendan Haywood play for? I mean, that might be a big one too.
He played for. I didn't know if he played for the Cavs. He played for the Mavs. Backup center on the championship team.
This is probably high though.
Is he there, Melissa?
Who? Sorry.
Brendan Haywood.
For Mavs and Cavs.
0.96.
All right, there we go. You're back.
I thought it was going to be high. Okay. So did I. There we go. We still cooking.
Big Wood.
Okay.
I was so putting this.
Whoa. Brendan Haywood has no picture. This is bullshit.
Even Anthony Tolliver has a photo.
Brendan Haywood.
We still need Mavs, Hawks, and Kings, Cavs.
Well, Mavs, Hawks, we got Zaza in the chamber, but.
But it's over 1.5.
So we need Kings and Cavs. Can you do Ramon Sessions? I think he played for the Kings.
1.01.
That counts.
There you go. Count it.
All right. So the question is, can we do better than Zaza?
Zaza.
It's a question the Hawks spent years finished. Asking themselves.
Mine finished because I had Zaza in there, so it says your score is better than 92.51% of grids.
Can you go back in, or is it done now?
How do I start over? New game? No.
It doesn't matter because. I can replace. I just can't replace with one we've used.
Yeah, no, so but if you put one in there, it's gonna finish.
Oh, that's
right. Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's true.
And it's not letting me reset. Hold on.
Yeah. All right, I got a new one open in case we need it on another browser.
Okay.
So I can guess into that square.
Mavs and Hawks. That's kind of a weird.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of. Did Rafe LaFrance ever play for the Hawks?
Oh, he might have.
Oh, let me give it.
Oh, I cleared it. Hold on, I forgot how to clear it. So wait, what do you want? Sorry, I found it. The clear part.
Rafe LaFrance. I don't think he played for the Hawks.
Ray what?
LaFrance. No, I don't think he played for the Hawks. Rafe LaFrance.
Oh, Rafe.
Yeah, R-A-E-F.
Nope.
Did Vladimir Radmanovich ever play for the Mavs, Vish?
I don't think so. What about Christian Laettner? Do you play for the Hawks?
Oh. 1.53. It's better than Zaza.
It's still short. Still short.
Yeah, there's no point unless we're gonna get under that.
Yeah, we gotta.
Maurice Evans didn't. Did Joe Smith? Like, I mean, he's played on like freaking 14 teams.
Nope.
Oh man. Vish, I don't know, man.
I'm entering random Mavericks. Yeah, well, no, we'd go with Christian Lane or Zaza, but I've got a. I'm entering random Mavericks into a browser and see if they actually played on the Hawks. So far, no dice.
Did like. Did Tony Delk play for the Mavericks?
0.8.
There it is.
Look at that face.
All right, here we go. We're going to finish the grid. There it is.
What do we get?
Where did it give you the percentage and all that
just
stuff?
Just click out of that. Just click out of that. The bang part. And
92.5.
That's how we do it.
I'm proud to say I contributed to one square.
Oh, man.
Hit the Anthony Tolliver.
That was a good one to come back to. I think that's a pretty solid, like, we haven't been doing this. We're not in our rhythm. Come back. Everyone's under 1.5.
Yeah, it's always good when you got the Mavericks in there, so.
No, the highest percentage was 1.43. Very good. Well done.
Can't believe I pulled that Alan Ray just right out of my ass.
Would you have remembered that if not for the existence of Ray Allen?
Probably no. Hell no. Because when I first got the card, I was like, oh my God, Ray Allen. I was like, wait, no, he can't be a rookie this year. When I was a little kid, I was like, oh. Alan
Ray. All right. Anything else to discuss before we move into Matt's final thoughts?
I don't think so. It's like 2 in the morning or whatever.
All right, let's do it. Well. So, I was going to bring this up on the last show, but the Reese's were too important. By the way, I went to Target and they're 70% off now.
The eggs?
What?
The Reese's eggs?
Yeah, the eggs are 70% off now. Crazy. Anyways, I was going to bring this up last show, but then the Reese's eggs were too important, you know, priorities. So I went to Boudin with Monica, right? I just got to say, man, this, like, the whole, like, tipping thing is, like, getting crazy now. We went to a Boudin where you pay at a self, like, kiosk. Like, you punch it in, everything you want. It asks you if you want to leave a tip. And it's like 10, 15, 20, or 25%. And then like really small, it says other option or whatever. And you have to hit it to bypass it and whatever. I'm like, okay, this is stupid. You have to enter your number. It's like what your number is on the screen. And then you pick up the number yourself, right? So we did that. I thought, okay, they're going to at least bring it to the table. Didn't leave a tip. I was like, whatever. We'll leave like a couple dollars on the table if I want to. I don't know. They didn't even bring it to the table, dude. They freaking call out the numbers and you walk up there and get it. I'm like, why the fuck are you asking if we want to leave a tip? Like, that's insane to me.
Who are you tipping? You're not getting served.
The machine. You're tipping the machine. I don't get it. It's like no one took my order. The only interaction I had with someone was, oh, you're number 8? There you go. That's it. That was crazy, man. Never experienced that at Boudin. So random. Tell you what really grinds my gears, man. Stupid. Anyways, Melissa, do your thing.
Cue the socks outro. Cue the socks outro. Don't cry. Keep it chill. Wear good socks.
Thank you.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.